chapter number 6 tonight, and been looking at faithfulness on Wednesday night since we got out of the book of Revelation. Folk that are faithful in the Word of God. You go through the Bible and you don't always find faithful folks. You may find some folks in there that wasn't faithful to what God had called them to do, wasn't faithful to what the call that God had put on their life. But as we've looked at Moses and we looked at John the Baptist, and now tonight we come look at Daniel, we look at the faithfulness that is found in his life. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be found faithful in what God's called me to do. Can I get an amen? I want to be faithful in what God's called me to do. The Bible says that moreover it's required that a man be found faithful. A steward must be found faithful. He must be found faithful in what God's called you to do. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says we must be faithful. So now if you got a copy of God's word, we're going to look at the faithfulness of Daniel tonight. I'm going to read one verse and then we're going to look into this tonight and see what God has for us tonight. Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 4. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 4. Boy, I like hearing them pages. Amen. During COVID, we didn't hear them pages. You couldn't hear them in the parking lot hardly. That's a long ways to hear pages from the parking lot. Daniel chapter number 6, verse number 4, the Bible says, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I pray we be a local body church that's found faithful doing what you've called us to do, being faithful in what you have put on our life tonight. Father, Lord, I thank you for Brother Tyler tonight. Lord, I thank you for his faithfulness to come forth tonight, asked you into his life, was born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and then tonight he followed up with scriptural baptism. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Lord God, I thank you for this young man. I thank you for what you've got in store for his life. I thank you for Brother Roy and Sister Keela, how they took him in and how they raised up a good young man there, Father. Lord, I pray you bless him tonight. Lord, I pray for everyone that's in this service tonight, the ones that's got tests, the ones that's already heard from reports. Lord, I pray you touch them real good tonight. Father, I pray tonight for Miss Avery, Lord God, the oldest member in the church that's laying there on death's bed. Father, Lord, I pray you'd reach down in Hamilton, Alabama, and make her transition from this world to the glory world easy, Father. Lord, I pray she wouldn't struggle. I pray she wouldn't suffer. Lord, I pray she'd just slip on out, Lord God, in your arms. Father, I love you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you that we can look through the Bible and find people that's been faithful. And Lord, I pray as we look through this local body church tonight that we can find somebody who's been faithful to you. Lord, we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come, we look at the faithfulness of Daniel. If you look at Daniel, that'll mean God is my judge tonight. And we looked at Daniel found faithfulness, or he believed in God. And you know what Daniel did here when he comes? You know, he got into the lion's den and he found himself in a lot of different places. And tonight I want to say to you, when you're faithful to what God has called you to do, you're going to find yourself in a lot of different places. When you're faithful to what God will have you to do, he'll put you in several different places in our lives. But tonight, Daniel was truly a man of faith. As we look in verse number 4, his faith was seen throughout the book of Daniel. Through every occasion, he says here in verse number 4, they could find no occasion nor fault. But through every occasion, that would mean every chance he was faithful. Every reason that he had, he was faithful. Every cause that came his life, he was faithful. When you look at that tonight, Daniel was found faithful in everything that he did. But what I want to look at tonight is, where did Daniel stand faithful tonight? What did he stand faithful in? He believed in God. He trusted in God. He was a follower of God. But where did he stand faithful tonight? Tonight I want to say to you that Daniel, number one, in verse number 4, that Daniel stood faithful in his decision. In the decision that he was going to be a follower and he was going to do what God had called him to do, he stood faithful in that decision. You know, tonight, to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight, you must make a decision in your life to follow him. When he knocks on that heart's door and he draws an individual tonight, you have the opportunity to reject him or accept him tonight. You have a decision that needs to be made in your life. And Daniel here, when he comes, Brother Hagin, he made a decision to be faithful in what God had called him to do. And you see tonight in verse number 4, he says that he was faithful without fault to follow God. When you looked at his life and you looked him up and down and all around, he was faithful without fault. You could find no fault in Daniel's life. If you went out and asked Tom Bigby Power, did he pay his bills on time? He'd say, yes, he was a man that was faithful. His bills was on time. You asked somebody down the road, was he faithful? And yes, he was faithful. You went out in the the restaurants, and you went anywhere you went, and you asked, was Daniel faithful? They'd tell you, yes, he was faithful. He didn't slip up. He did what God had called him to do. I see he was faithful without fault. He was faithful without error in verse number 4. But they could find no occasion, nor fault, nor error that was in his life. He was faithful without error to obey God, and he was faithful without fear. In the world we live in, we must not have fear of man and out in the world that we in. We must not fear no man but God himself. Can I get an amen? And this afternoon, I see Daniel stood faithful in his decision. And as they got looking and tried to find a fault in his life, they could find none of that nowhere in him tonight. And tonight, as we look at that, if you'll turn back with me to Daniel chapter number 1, in verse number 8, where Daniel started all this in his life. Not only did he didn't just start that in verse number, chapter number 6, but in chapter number 1, in verse number 8, he had already made a decision in his life, Brother Cullen. He had already made a decision that he was going to follow God, and he was going to do what God had called him to do. And in Daniel chapter number 1, in verse number 8, you're going to have to make a purpose tonight, Christian, if you're going to follow God and you're going to line up with what God has called you to do. You're going to have to make a decision and have a purpose in your life. Look what he says tonight. But Daniel purposed in his heart. He put that in his heart tonight that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he may not defile himself. He already stood up and said in chapter number 1 and verse number 8, there's some things that I'm not going to do. You know what, tonight, as your pastor, there's some things in my life that I just can't do. He said, preacher, you're 21 and legal. You're able tonight. You can do what you want to do. Oh, no, my conviction won't let me do certain things tonight. The anointing that's on my life won't let me do certain things tonight. You say, preacher, are you sure about that? I'm more than sure about that tonight. When he saved my soul and I made a decision to follow him all the days of my life, there's some things that come my way, and there's some things that I can't do no longer. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. I have decided to follow him and walk with him all the days of my life. And tonight, I want you to know, there's a lot of people backing up on the decision that they've made to God. They've made that vow. The Bible says in Proverbs, it's better not to make a vow than make a vow and keep it and not keep it. And tonight, as Daniel stood faithful in his decision, he wanted to do what God wanted him to do in his life. He wouldn't bow down to the king. He wouldn't give up or give out. I see, number 1, he stood faithful in his decision. But I see, number 2, Daniel stood faithful in his dedication. Tonight, when you've decided to follow Jesus, you have to get dedicated. If you don't believe there's not dedication in the world we live in, go to any local body church, and I promise you, it's not slap full. It might be slap full on Sunday, but it won't be slap full on Sunday night. It won't be slap full on Wednesday night. Why is that tonight? Because people are not dedicated in what God's called them to do, and they have forgot about the decision they told the Lord that they would do in their life. Look with me, if you will, here in verse number 10 tonight. I want to show you this. He stood faithful in his decision, but he stood faithful in his dedication. Now, he was dedicated in what God had called him to do. Now, in verse number 10, now when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he knew that if he kept standing for God, he's fixing to be in trouble. He knew the writing was done signed. He knew what he had to do, but he didn't back up because he was dedicated to what God had called him to do. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber. He didn't hide out. He didn't get out. He didn't close the door. He didn't pull the blinds. He did what God had called him to do. In the world we live in, it is no time for people that are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, to get in some corner and hush up and be quiet. It's time that we stand on the mountaintop and proclaim that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He says this, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day, and he prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. I see tonight he stood faithful in his dedication. He kept kneeling before God. He kept kneeling before God Almighty. Why? Because God is always with you. He is always right there with you. No matter what the situation is, you kneel before God, and I promise you, you'll be able to stand before man. If you don't kneel before God, you'll fall before man. But I promise you tonight, when you get to that place in your life, and every day before you get out of that bed, before you start your day, before you start your walk, you get on your knees before Almighty God and you say, Lord God, I don't know what this day's hold. I don't know what I got to face, but I know this. I've made a decision to follow you, and I want to be dedicated in what you've called me to do in my life. And I get on them knees before him, and I get to pray. I kneel before God. I pray to God, and I give thanks unto God. Look what he said here.
He said he gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You said, preacher, what is that tonight? I want to give you this in Psalm 37 and verse number 25. The Bible says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want you to know tonight, when you get to that place and you get dedicated, though you have trials, God's going to be there with you. Though you have trials in your life, you get where God is tonight, and he'll right there with you. Though you go through tests, he's right there with you. Though you go through temptations, he's right there with you. Though you go through tragedies, he is right there with you all the days of your life. Daniel stood faithful in his decision. He stood faithful in his dedication. He didn't give up or get out. He stood with it. Why? Because he had a backbone. It takes a backbone to go against the crowd. It don't take much of a backbone to get with the crowd. You don't believe me? You start standing. It takes something to stand as a man or a woman of God. It don't take nothing to go with the crowd. If everybody else is doing it and you jump in, it don't take nothing to say, man, that's wrong. I don't need to be doing that. Man, I can't have none of that. I can't go down that road. I can't partake of none of that. I can't do none of that. I don't need none of that. I got to get away from that. I don't need that in my life. I've told this story before, and I'll tell it again tonight. I'll never forget, man. I'd been clean for some years, and I was laying there at the house, and I had on that front door, I had a screen door. And you're talking about I had decided to follow Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I got dedicated to what God had called me to do, and I was already the youth pastor at Detroit First Baptist, and, man, I was loving God and loving what he was doing, and I was laying there, and Kaylee was a little bitty thing. She was not much older than her, maybe a little bit older than her, and maybe 2 years older than her. And I was laying in the floor, and I was playing, having a good time, and I was throwing her up in the screen door there, and just playing, just throwing her up. And when I threw her up that last time, I looked up, and a man that I knew was standing at my front door. And it was a man I used to do drugs with. It was a man I used to run with. It was a man that I knew that I didn't need to go with. Can I get an amen? It was a man I didn't know. I knew I did not affiliate with. And as I just set her down to the side with Brandy, I got up and I went to that screen door and I opened it up. Brother Travis, I didn't welcome him in because I done made a decision. I decided to follow Jesus. I didn't bring him in and give him a pop and a soda pop and a Coke and coffee and some Zuzus and Wham Whams. Can I get amen? I didn't bring him in and make friends with him. I didn't bring him in and try to talk about the old times. He said, preacher, what'd you do? The first thing I asked him, Brother Kevin, I asked him straight up. I said, what are you doing here? He said, well, I just come to see you. I ain't seen you in a long time. Are you still living the same way you did? I said, no, sir, I am not. I'm a changed man. I've decided to follow Jesus, and I'm dedicated to what he's done in my life. He said, well, what do I need to do? I said, I ain't got a clue, but you can't stay here. Amen. Hey, you got to go. It'd do some of you good tonight to sell some of your old buddies. You got to go. You can't hang around here no more. You're not welcome here no more. You've got to go because I've decided to follow Jesus. So he said, I ain't got nowhere to go. They dropped me off and I ain't got a ride. What do I do now? I looked around. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. I went in there and I got my old hound dog, my wife. Son, let me tell you, whatever good man needs a good wife that can smell trouble when it walks on the door. Huh? She was mad at me and I ain't done nothing. She said, what is he doing here? I said, I ain't got a clue. He just got dropped off. He's got to go. I said, I know, but he needs a ride to Hamilton. I said, preacher, what'd you do? Get in a truck with him, ride to Hamilton with him? Oh, no. Oh, no, I didn't get a truck, ride to Hamilton with him. What'd you do, preacher? My wife sat in the front seat. I sat in the driver's seat. He sat in the back seat. We locked Kaylee up in the car seat. It's a family affair. Amen. Hey, we wanted trouble away from our doorstep. Can I say to you, when Daniel got here in his life, it wasn't all by himself. He had help, and you got help tonight. You got help tonight to be faithful. You got help tonight in this local body church to help you be faithful to what God's called you to do. You can't do it on your own. You need brothers and sisters. You need a local body church that'll come up beside you and say, hey, I've got your back. Amen. We loaded that individual up, and we took him to Hamilton to where he needed to go, and we dropped him off. And I told him when I went to drop him off, he said, man, I hope I see you again soon. I said, man, don't come back to my door. Don't come back to my door with that intention that you got on your life. Can I say to you tonight, Daniel made a, he had decided and he got dedicated not to get back into things that he used to be in tonight. A man of God and a woman of God has got to stay faithful to what God has called him to do. I see not only did Daniel get faithful, he stood right where God would have him to be. He stood faithful in his decision. He stood faithful in his dedication. But Sister Kim, he stood faithful in his lines then. When that den come, he was faithful there too. He wasn't just faithful with his decision. He wasn't just faithful with his dedication, but he was faithful in his lion's den. Now I'm going to ask you a question tonight. How do you act when you get put in your lion's den? What do you do when you're in your lion's den? And you've got put there because you're doing what God has called you to do. Tonight, I want you to know this tonight. When you follow Jesus Christ, there's going to come a time that you're going to be put in a corner. You're going to be put in a lion's den. You're going to be put in a place that you don't want to be at. And it's going to see what you're going to do when you get put there. And that's the test that comes to your life. And tonight, I want to show you this in the Bible. If you'll look with me here, I promise I'm going to be quick. I know you got to work tomorrow. Can I get a witness? Amen. Look at verse number 16 tonight. I want to give you this tonight. He was faithful in his lion's den. He was faithful in what God had called him to. Don't you love faithful people? I love faithful people. I want my wife to be faithful. Amen. I just love faithful. I want church members to be faithful. As your pastor, I want to be faithful. I just like faithful people. Look what he says tonight in verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him. Here's that then. Because he was faithful, he got cast. All he had to do, Brother Jerry, is just bow down to the king. All he had to do is not bow down to his God, bow down to the king, bow down to what he's supposed to do, quit praying to Jehovah, and everything's going to be all right. But Daniel said, that's not who I am. Look what he said in verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the lion, in the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Amen. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. You say, preacher, what was that tonight? Daniel stood faithful in his lion's den. Why did he stand faithful in his lion's den? Number one, I tell you tonight, he stood faithful because Daniel was different. Daniel was different. In the world we live in, you could call him a Jesus freak. Huh? That's what you call him. You let somebody talk about Jesus in the workplace, talk about it at the lunch table, talk about it at church. You let people talk about Jesus, and they say, what's wrong with that boy? He's done off the deep end. It's too much Jesus. Why did he get in trouble, Brother Eric? Because it's all about the Lord. I see tonight Daniel was different because he just loved the Lord. I see Daniel was devoted. Even though it had been brought, he was sealed up in that lion's den, he was devoted. He was willing to give his life to do what God had called him to do. Daniel was different, Daniel was devoted, and Daniel was determined. He was determined in what God had called him to do. Let's read on here. I want to show you this tonight, what was found in that lion's den that he was dedicated to, and he made a decision that he'd still follow God. Then verse 18, then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste into the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? And then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God, whoa, glory, my God has sent his angel. Can I say to you, when you finally get dedicated and you say, Lord, I want you to use me, you may not never see your angel till you get in your lion's den. But there is an angel in every den. And they're there to protect you and help you. Man. Listen to this. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. I see there was death in that lion's den, but he was still dedicated and faithful to his lion's den. There was death in that lion's den. There was desperation in the lion's den. There was darkness in the lion's den. Let me show you this. Then when the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den, so Daniel was taken up out of the den and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. He wasn't hurt because he believed in his God. I see there wasn't only desperation and darkness in that lion's den, but there was deliverance. There was deliverance. I thank God tonight that I know what it is to be delivered by the hand of Almighty God. I tell folks all the time, I love a testimony that has, man, I was 8 year old, I was 7 year old. Man, my daughter's got one of these. Thank God. I love that testimony. I was 8, 9 year old, I come under conviction, gave my life to Jesus, and I followed him the rest of the days of my life. I was 10, 11, 12. I love that testimony. I love that testimony that she ain't been on the streets. I say this all the time, I want my daughter to know about the streets, but I don't want her on the streets. I'm not going to hide from her. I'm not going to hide out from her. I'm going to tell her the truth and what God can do in your life. I thank God for them testimonies that they didn't go through that mess that I went through. I thank God for that tonight, Brother Hagin. But I also thank God that we serve the same God that can go in the mess and bring out a message. I thank God we serve a God that can go down in here and get in a test in the lion's den and bring a testimony out of it. I thank God for that tonight. And Daniel here, he had made a decision to follow God. He said, I'm going to follow him. And he got dedicated. And when he found himself in a lion's den, he didn't back up. I want to ask you a question tonight. How faithful are you standing? I know that's not a popular question tonight. Man, I know it's hard to stand sometimes. There's things we got to stand against tonight as a local body. We got to stand against it just as a Christian tonight. And when you call yourself a Christian, people are watching you. And they're waiting on you, Brother Mitch. And they know what button to push. They know. And they know where to get and to go. And their favorite thing is, and I thought you was a preacher. Oh, glory. Ooh. But you try to stay faithful in what God's called you to do. As we looked at Moses, and we looked at John the Baptist, and now we looked at Daniel, we see men that's been faithful to what God's put on their life. And they was rewarded. I say to you tonight, God rewards faithfulness tonight. Brother Roy, you and Sister Keela had a choice with Brother Tyler to be faithful and open up your home. And I say you is rewarded tonight. Clothes on his back, shoes on his feet, that's all good. But none of that meets that night. Brother Roy said he was under conviction and asked Jesus to come into his life. Raised in a good home where Jesus was Lord. Tonight, daddies and mamas, you say, preacher, I'm going to try. Just be faithful at home and you'll be faithful everywhere else. I believe that. You be faithful at home. We don't have a lot of time in a day, do we? About 24 hours, about all we got. I don't even know if I got that sometimes. But I've always said this, and I always tell folks that's dealing with something. I said, if you'll just be the husband you're supposed to be, and you'll be the daddy you're supposed to be, and you'll be the Christian you're supposed to be, you ain't got room or time for nothing else. It'll take up everything you got. It'll take it all the way up. Tonight, as your pastor, I just want you to be faithful in what God's called you to do. And I promise you, if you'll be faithful to the God of that book, the God of that book will be faithful to you. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for Daniel. He made a decision. And Lord, I'm talking to people in here tonight that's made decisions to follow you. I'm talking to the core tonight. Went around this room and asked folks that are saved. Good possibility everybody would say they're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. And I have no doubt in my heart that they are. That's their decision with you, Father. And Lord, I thank you that they're dedicated. But Lord, I'm praying for them when they get in that lion's den. That we can say, as Daniel says, my God delivered me. And Lord, I pray right now for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray you bless them tonight. Lord, I pray you'd help them. I pray you'd touch them. Your word says if we delight ourselves in you, you'd give us the desires of our heart. And Lord, tonight, I pray whoever's got a desire that they need tonight, need you to move on, I pray you'd move on it. Bless the building that'll be coming in the morning. Let it be successful. Keep everyone that'll be working on that slab out there safe. Keep them out of harm's way. And Lord, I pray you bless this church in a mighty way. We ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask and do pray. Amen.